Hello and welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. I am your host, Miguel Navarro, and on today's episode, I want to discuss the 2021 NFL MVP race. Now, I'm going to start off by saying I am going to have a very unpopular opinion, and I don't care. I don't give a damn because I have to say it, and I'm getting a little sick and tired of how the NFL MVP race goes every single year. You always have one, two, three quarterbacks at the top of the race and then every other position. Why? Because the NFL has become a passing league. But the word MVP stands for most valuable player. And what does that mean? The most valuable player to me, it means the best player in the NFL. Not the best quarterback in the NFL. Not the best offensive player in the NFL, the best player. So many times I have seen the MVP race go in a very predictable way. Quarterback wins it all every single year. And then the offensive player of the year is typically given to a guy who probably should have been the MVP who is not a quarterback. It happens almost every single year. And I'm assuming it's going to happen the exact same way this year. And I hate seeing it happen, but we're likely going to see Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady win the MVP. Now, am I saying they're not deserving of the MVP? No. Not one bit. But I will say this. There is one player whom I believe is more deserving of the MVP, and he will not win it most likely, and that is Jonathan Taylor, the running back out of the Indianapolis Colts. I get it. The Colts did not make the playoffs. Is that Jonathan Taylor's fault? No, it's not. Jonathan Taylor has a lot going against him. But had the Colts not had Jonathan Taylor this season, I believe they would have been, honestly, a team picking in the top five of the draft this year. Now, I'm going to give you some reasons why. Let me just start off with the statistics, because I know a lot of you are probably looking at your phone going, what are his statistics this season? He had over 1,800 yards on the ground, and he had 18 touchdowns on the ground, two receiving. That's pretty damn good. He led the NFL this year in rushing yards. He probably wouldn't have led in rushing yards had Derrick Henry not been hurt. But then again, the Titans were running Derrick Henry a lot more, and you saw what the Titans did without Derrick Henry when he was injured in week 8. They still won the one seed. They earned the one seed for the playoffs in the AFC. So when I see that, I kind of go, Derrick Henry was on a very talented team. Even though he makes the Titans a significantly better team, they were still good enough to get the one seed without him. Now, I do want to say, Jonathan Taylor did not do enough to get his team into the playoffs because you could only do so much as a running back. And I guess that's why it's so many voters are so, they feel the need to really just give the MVP to a quarterback every single season because they say to themselves, hey, this guy touches the ball in every single play. He makes his team significantly better. Therefore, he should be the MVP because that, to me, is what a valuable player is, the most valuable player is supposed to be. But the most valuable player is supposed to be the best player in the league. So Jonathan Taylor has a lot going against him. One, he has a quarterback who's an absolute liability in Carson Wentz. If Carson was so damn good, the Eagles would have never let him go. They wanted him out of Philadelphia. Goodbye. You gotta go. And then you also have the fact that Frank Reich, though he's a good coach, is not a great coach because he wanted Carson Wentz to be the guy there. But that didn't work out that way. He realized what he had in Jonathan Taylor. The Colts were 1-4 in week 5. Once they decided to really let Jonathan Taylor be the guy, the Colts ripped off an 8-4 record after that, from week 6 to week 18. And the Colts only missed the playoffs because they had a couple bad games. If you lose to the Raiders when you were up quite a bit, I believe, and you're losing to the Jaguars, I don't give a damn what the scenario is. If you lose to the Jaguars and you have your healthy team there, you should always win. Who does that fall on? That absolutely falls on the coach, Frank Reich. You cannot blame the running back. You cannot blame them. They had to abandon the run at one point in time in order to catch up. That falls on the quarterback who can't play that great, who I believe is a very average quarterback in the NFL. That goes on Frank Reich, the coach, for making bad decisions in the defense a bit. Okay, it has, this guy, Jonathan Taylor, had everything going against him. And I believe that if he were not on the Indianapolis Colts, they would have been a significantly worse team. And you cannot deny that. Jonathan Taylor, he may have not had the rushing yards that Derrick Henry may have had, had Derrick continued to play, but that doesn't really matter to me. He may not have made the playoffs with a 9-8 record, but I believe the Colts would have been potentially 3-14 without him. That's right, 3 wins, 14 losses. Jonathan Taylor has proven to us this season that he is the best player in the NFL, and he deserves to be recognized as such. Now, he'll probably end up winning the most valuable offensive player, the best player in the NFL, that's offense, on the offensive side of the ball. And we're probably going to see T.J. Watt win Defensive Player of the Year. I don't like it. I don't like that it always results to a quarterback winning the MVP. Tom Brady, a deserving MVP candidate. His team is a 2-seed in the NFC. He wins. He dominates. He makes people look dumb on the field. Tom Brady is great. Aaron Rodgers, exact same thing. But look at those teams. Will the Packers be good without Rodgers? I'm not certain about that. Matt LaFleur is a great coach. I believe in that guy 100%. But there is a lot of talent on that Green Bay team. Enough talent where I would say, yeah, maybe they would have a winning record without Aaron Rodgers. Tampa Bay, well, even without Tom Brady, they were close to a 500 team before he came on. I believe in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being a good team without Tom Brady. Maybe not as great. Aaron and Tom make their team significantly better. Jonathan Taylor was the Indianapolis Colts. He almost carried that team to the playoffs on his damn back. Can we give the man the respect he deserves? Because I believe he is the MVP. And I get it. It's easy to point at quarterbacks and go, they did better this year because they're quarterbacks and their team's in the playoffs. Yeah, a monkey could point to a sheet of paper and tell you that. I don't need you to point to a computer screen telling me that a quarterback did really well, therefore he should be the MVP. That's easy. It's lazy. I'm expecting a lot of writers to go out there and go, yeah, he's going to be the MVP, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. I'm expecting Aaron Rodgers to win it, but damn it, Jonathan Taylor should at least be recognized. He should at least receive one or two votes. And T.J. Watt's another guy. I believe T.J. Watt has carried the Steelers into the playoffs as well. But ultimately, my beef is a guy like Jonathan Taylor getting no love because his team didn't make the playoffs and he's a running back. The last time we had a non-quarterback win the MVP race was Adrian Peterson. And he had to rush 2,000 yards, almost 2,100 yards, to even get recognized. And if I remember correctly, he only got 60% of the votes. And that was him coming off of a torn ACL. He destroyed the NFL that season. Yeah, he still only got 60% of the votes. What does that tell you? Voters only want to see quarterbacks win. The NFL is a passing league. The season that J.J. Watt had in 2014 or 13, whichever one it was, he should have won MVP. But no, Aaron Rodgers won MVP. It happens every single year. And this year is not going to be any different. So there we are. Jonathan Taylor, he's not going to be the MVP, but he deserves to be the MVP. But ultimately, I do expect Aaron Rodgers to win the MVP, and I'm not going to be happy about it. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to The Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.